And on the line now, I have Graeme McQueen, who is Head of Public Affairs with Dublin Chamber. Good morning, Graeme.
Good morning.
And thanks very much for taking the call. Now, we're going to talk about your new logo and brand identity. But first of all, would you tell the listeners what Dublin Chamber is all about?
Yeah, Dublin Chamber, we're a business organisation, and we try to help businesses and business people come together to you know, make connections and to do hopefully do more business with one another. So we've been going for about 234 years, I think, at the last count. So we're a long-established organisation here, and people probably know us best from, you know, being on the radio and TV and in the papers and stuff, you know, maybe moaning about stuff like roads and, you know, the need for better infrastructure around Dublin. So I think that's probably how people best know us.
And you were known as Dublin Chamber of Commerce. Is that right, Graeme?
That's right, yeah. We've traditionally been known as Dublin Chamber of Commerce, you know, the full name. But we, as you alluded to there, we've just undergone a bit of a rebrand and opted to drop the of commerce from the name, from the logo. I think that's just a reflection, really, of, I think, how people know us. I think when people are talking about us in conversations and stuff, they refer to us as Dublin Chamber. So we've opted just to simplify it a little bit. And if people see the new logo as well, we've gone back to a blue colour, scheme, which is obviously very synonymous with Dublin. And so we've opted just to simplify things and hopefully better reflect how people know us around Dublin.
And tell us a little bit about the work you do. You do work with business organisations.
Yeah, so we'd be one of a number of business organisations, you know, in Ireland, I suppose, and we'd be, you know, very much focused on the Dublin region. You know, pretty much anywhere people commute from, we would have members. We've got about 1,300 companies in membership, and as I said earlier, you know, what we try and do is to give them reasons to come together and meet one another. So, you know, we'd run about 120, 130 events every year. And what they're generally sort of networking events with speakers and things like that. So we try and get everyone together in a room, and that's, you know, opportunities for, you know, small companies to meet big companies. And, you know, maybe an example of that would be, you know, maybe a printing firm wants to, you know, take on a new broadband supplier or something like that. So we give them an opportunity to meet these types of people and hopefully to get better deals for their business and, you know, increase the sales that their company might have. So, you know, and as well as that, you know, within the member companies, we get them to come out to events. And as I say, we put on, you know, speakers and, you know, themed events so that there's real learnings for people, and they can, you know, sort of learn new tricks and things that they can take back into their business and back into their everyday life to hopefully do things a little bit better.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what sort of businesses are you involved in, big businesses or small businesses, but as you said there, it's both. There's a lot of startups happening at the moment. Do you reckon that startups and small businesses is the way forward?
I think it is. I think we're about 70% what you would call small companies. So that's companies with, say, less than 250 staff. But as you say, you know, there are a lot of companies that just have maybe one or two people in their company. So it can be tough for them to, you know, to do everything within a company. You know, you think of all the things that you need to do in the running of a business, you know, from making sales to marketing the company to doing the accounts and all those different things. So, you know, quite often a small company like that has to, you know, outsource some of that work. So again, you know, they come into Dublin Chamber events and they maybe make some contacts and, you know, get some tips on how they deal with certain problems and things like that. But, you know, you're right, there are a lot of startup companies, a lot of young companies around Dublin now. I think it's quite an attractive thing to do now is to start your own business. And, you know, everybody needs a bit of help along the way. And, you know, the great thing about the Dublin business environment is that companies are only too happy to share their story and to share their knowledge. And we try and tap into that and just, you know, give everyone a bit of help. And as I say, hopefully that can help them grow their business and, you know, ideally create jobs. And, you know, the circle of life kicks in, and, you know, I think that's a good thing for everyone.
Yeah, I talk a lot to enterprise organisations, enterprise centres and stuff like that, and who help out with small businesses. And one thing always comes up, and just want your opinion on it, is rates. in Dublin. It seems to be very unfair for it to build an organisation starting up a small business has to pay these rates. What would your outlook on that be?
Yeah, I think commercial rates are a strain on a lot of businesses, particularly the young ones. I think it is great to see these innovation centres, the ones you talk about, you know, the Guinness Enterprise Centre, and I think Dogpatch Labs has come into Dublin in the last few years. So these types of places offer, you know, space for companies to, you know, to maybe get desk space a little bit cheaper than they would otherwise. But yeah, you're right. I mean, taking a dedicated office, within the city can be expensive. Rates can be quite high. So it is something that we work on constantly pretty much here in the Chamber, is trying to lobby the government to make the rate system a bit fairer, so that, you know, just to allow companies that bit of breathing space to grow and things like that. Because at the end of the day, we accept that businesses have to pay rates, but at the end of the day, what we want businesses to do is to grow and to create jobs, because, you know, that's how we all live. That's how we all survive, is through having work. So that if we can, you know, encourage companies to even create one job, that's massive, and, you know, it'll take people out of the dole queue and whatever. So, I think we'll keep trying to do our bit in the Chamber anyway to keep the rate system as fair as possible.
Yes, anytime I'm talking to enterprise centres and places like that, it comes up that things are on the up and up. Do you find that, Graham, or are people still struggling?
I think for companies, I think it's been a slow progression. I think we went through a very dark time here in Ireland. Dublin was a little bit more insulated than other parts of the country, but, you know, you look at the unemployment figures, they're every month, you know, they're heading in the right direction. We're heading back towards, hopefully, the sort of 4-5% unemployment rate, which is pretty much full employment in the economy. That's a long journey from where we were as a country and as an economy. I think, you know, there's a few clouds on the horizon. However, you know, Brexit is obviously a big consideration for companies. I think we're all kind of struggling to get our heads around what that's going to mean for us. And, you know, as the process plays out and as the UK starts making its move out of the EU, I think that'll become a bit clearer. But I think it's making businesses a bit nervous at the moment. And then, you know, even at home, you know, political uncertainty is quite high as well, has been for the last few years. I think everyone's looking at the government, looking at Enda Kenny, and wondering, you know, how long it's all going to last. But if there's one thing business needs in order to grow and to invest and, you know, have confidence, it is certainty. So hopefully, as the rest of 2017 rolls on, we'll get a bit more certainty coming in, and businesses will be able to plan a bit better.
Yeah, it is. It's nervous times. And as well as that, America reducing their corporate tax is going to have be a bad effect on businesses here.
Yeah, I think we're all waiting to see what Mr. Trump is going to do in America. I think, again, you know, it's just another one of these global things that are taking place that's just making everyone a little bit nervous. So we'll see how that pans out. I mean, I think our corporate tax rate here has given us a huge boost over the last decade. You know, we've been able to attract some great companies here, and that flow of companies keeps going. I think every week we see another big company announcing new jobs or a new office in Dublin. So hopefully, you know, we can tinker with our own tax regime and keep making it more attractive to companies who are here and companies who are maybe looking to move. You know, things like personal tax rates probably have to improve. I think we're internationally, we've probably seen a bit high in that regard. So I think that the tax regime as a whole is probably something that the government could do a bit of work on, just to make the Irish offering that little bit more attractive.
Yeah, now getting the government to do change tax regimes, you have your work cut out for you there, I'd imagine, Graham. Now, we're talking about businesses in Dublin, and where there's businesses, there's employees. And do you know, people moving into Dublin, do you find the housing situation a bit negative as regards employees moving
We've been asking our members consistently over the past few years, you know, what's the biggest concern, what's the biggest problem for your business? And, you know, time and time again, housing is the number one problem. think, you know, when it comes to staff complaining to their bosses, you know, it's availability and affordability of housing, you know, that's the big complaint. So, you know, quite simply, we need to, you know, get more supply into the system. We need more houses. We need more apartments. And it's just I can see slowly that work in that regard is starting to pick up. It's just, you know, it's just a fact that, you know, it takes a certain amount of time in order to build houses and things like that. So hopefully, as 2017 rolls on and into 2018, we'll start to see more houses coming on stream, because, you know, we read it in the paper every day about all these companies that are looking to Dublin, you know, bring all these jobs here. These people need places to live if they're going to come here. But then we've already got the shortage of supply. You know, we're certainly in the core city centre, and you know, it's very, very difficult to get a place to live. And if you do manage to get one, if you're lucky enough to get one, you know, your rent or your you know, your purchase price tends to be very, very high. So, you know, if there's a number of houses available, then that eases the price pressure. So, as I say, hopefully we'll start to see that addressed over the next 12 to 18 months.
Right, Graham, we're talking now, we're saying that it's a very nervous time for businesses and all that, but we don't want to put people off starting up small businesses, because it's very fulfilling when it does take off and it's a success. Dublin Chamber, looking forward, Graham, what do you think?
I think. Look, I agree with you 100%. I think starting a business is probably something that burns in a lot of people. There's a will to, you know, maybe they've got an idea for a business. You know, it could be opening a cafe or a restaurant or something like that, or it could be, you know, a tech company or whatever it might be. I think, you know, making that first step is very intimidating. It's a big commitment to make. However, there's lots of help out there. You know, you mentioned some of the innovation centres that are out there. You know, organisations like Enterprise Ireland, you know, have there's a lot of help available there. You know, and including financial help. You know, there's lots of little funds and things that can maybe give you a few quid to maybe help you get off the mark. So if you do have an idea, I mean, tap into one of these organisations, even your local enterprise office. If you're in Dublin City Centre, you know, your local one is in Dublin City Council. So, you know, give them a call or drop them an email and just find out, you know, a bit about what you have to do. And again, you know, here in Dublin Chamber, we've help available here. So just go on the Dublin Chamber website, give us a call. We'd be only too happy to point anyone who's thinking of starting a business in the right direction.
Now, you mentioned there, go on the website. What is the website, Graham?
Yeah, our website is dublinchamber.ie. So there's lots of information on there about everything that we do. You know, all the events that we've got coming up. If anyone's listening and wants to come along to one, wants to try, you know, find out what we're all about, then they'd be only too happy to accommodate them and have them come along and experience it. You know, there's lots of information on that website. So if you take a look, and if there's anything that catches your eye, you know, just drop one of us an email here in Dublin Chamber.
Okay, Graham, is there anything you'd like to add before we go for a break?
No, I think another thing that we're going to be working on here in the Chamber, which you'll hear a bit about over the next month, is that we're about to launch something called the Great Dublin Survey. So this is part of the Chamber rebrand. We want to listen to Dubliners and find out what they want from the city, and find out some of the ideas that they have for the future. And this is all part of a process we've embarked on to create a long-term vision for Dublin out to 2050. So hopefully, if anyone's listening, when you do see the Great Dublin Survey going live, that you'll take the survey and share your views about what you want for what is your city. You know, we want to capture as many ideas, be they wild and wacky or whatever they may be. We want to hear them. So again, we'd be happy to come on at some point and talk a bit more about that project once it goes live.
Yeah, as soon as that goes live, we'll talk about that again. The survey, will it be just for business people, or is it for anymore?
No, absolutely not. Yeah. It'd be for everyone. I think we've done enough listening to businesses in the chamber over the last while, and while we'll continue to do so. I mean, I think it's very important that we listen to everybody, to listen to the people on the street and find out what they want from the city, because, you know, at the end of the day, we're the ones who've got to live here. So why don't we share the views that we've got, share the wants and the needs for what we want the city to be, and try and make Dublin a city for people and keep everyone as happy as possible.
Right, we'll talk about that when it goes live, Graham, because I'd say we can start to tell the people what to expect, what to suggest, etc. Listen, Graham, thanks very much for taking the call this morning, and keep up the good work.
No problem.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Thanks, Graham. Thanks. Thank you.